Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We have this just in. We've got reports coming in now to us here at WCBS, reports of an explosion of some sort at the World Trade Center. We don't know.
The ceiling came in, the glass came in, lockers fell, desks blew. We don't know what happened. It was like a bomb hit. We were on B5 in refrigeration plant.
People who are trapped in the Trade Center have been breaking windows on high floors, sending glass shattering down to the street, just trying to get some air. And again, the fire department is just asking them to be calm, get low, and either try to come down the stairs or wait. We have Harry Rittenberg here from the fire department who can just say what the situation is now.
Irene, right now the fire is still going on, but we're asking people to do, we know they're listening to WCBS, if you're in the World Trade Center, please, please remain calm. Everything will be all right. We're getting people out.
The World Trade Center bombing was a tragic world event, one of the stories of the decade. In the aftermath, there were 7 dead, more than 1,000 injured. But as the story unfolded, it became absolutely compelling radio and more.
This was a massive explosion in the bowels of the earth, if you will. All of this, this whole complex is built on bedrock, and the vibrations from that explosion were felt all over Lower Manhattan, and we are told
we started smelling smoke. We tried to cover up the doors, but smoke kept coming in anyway. Then after about an hour, our electricity totally went, and the smoke started coming in worse. The police came up, then they had the roof open, so we were located able to go up there.
Just an unbelievable scene out here with all the people who have been trapped inside the World Trade Center now being escorted out by fire, police, EMS. They're coming out, amazingly enough, in business attire but blackened in the face. Many of them telling me that they came from as high as the 105th story, a 96th floor, all of them just streaming out, looking like they put charcoal to their noses and their mouths. All of them trying to breathe the air as they get out.
And it got to the last elevator, and it was, you know, they forced it open with the tools, out of 43, and there was 9 bodies just laying there lifeless, kind of staring up into space, and it was, you know, it was very emotional to see that unexpectedly, you know. And you know, they just were carried and dragged out, and they were given oxygen and some CPR, and it took them about 15, 20 minutes to realize that they had made it.
And smoke was getting pretty thick in there.
How thick? How far in front of you could you see?
Well, it wasn't too thick, but everybody's face was pretty much covered with soot, and there were a lot of pregnant women coming down, maybe 10 of them, and they were having a difficult time.
The police helicopter has made a landing on the North Tower. There is no heliport on the North Tower. That large antenna sits there. What had to occur is a number of police officers had to rappel down from the helicopter on ropes and rope ladders and then knock down a number of communications antennas. That provided a landing area between the perimeter of the building and that huge antenna, just enough to squeeze a helicopter in there and enough space to land. Apparently, a pregnant woman was evacuated, and that was one of the primary purposes.
As we heard the horror stories begin to spill from the radio, we knew that we were becoming more than just a source of information for the millions of curious in our listening area. With all television in the city essentially disabled for the better part of the day, we had become the electronic lifeline between the thousands trapped inside the tower and the hundreds who would rescue them. It didn't take a New York minute to scrub the commercials, the format, roll out all the resources, including our satellite truck, helicopter, mobile units, and reporters, to the scene, to the hospitals, to the city's command centers.
The worst thing you could do now, the worst possible thing you could do now, is to panic. The fire department is on scene, and we will get you out of the building. The building is not on fire. What is now you're having smoke condition. What you're smelling is the smoke coming from the building next door, the Vista International Hotel. We will get to you, and we'll keep WCBS updated with that. Irene?
And we have live on the news line Mike Adler from the Fuji Bank. He is somewhere inside the complex. Mike, where are you located there?
I'm right on the 82nd floor.
And what can you tell us about what you see or what you're going through there?
All right, we're about 50 to 80 people here. About 200 people here on the floor. Some people are pregnant. Smoke is really bad. We had to evacuate. We occupy four floors, and everybody had to go to 82nd, but we're not doing too well. And we need some professional assistance. That's what we're waiting for.
Okay, now are you able to listen to the radio station?
No, we don't have a, well, my area over here doesn't have a radio, but I think there is a radio.
Okay,
somewhere on the floor.
Let me reiterate for you something that maybe you can pass on. The fire department called us to let us know that there is no fire in the building, okay?
Okay.
They wanted you to know that they know you're there, they're on the way, they have the Scott Air Packs on. Get low if you can, if the air is getting bad in there.
Right.
What's the air like right now? Can you tell us?
Well, let's just say 79, 80, and 81, you can't see really through the smoke. 82, we cut off the doors. We put ward, paper towering barricaded it each side, but it's still getting through, but not as bad.
Okay, but right now, are the people on your floor getting down toward the ground, getting low?
Yeah, half of them are on the floor. When you breathe and you have to wipe with a wet tissue, there's...
Well, we have two classes that are still at the World Trade Center. One teacher has contacted us, and she has informed us that she's trapped on the 107th floor with her children. She believes that the other class are trapped on an elevator.
Okay, and can you tell us, did the individual who called give us any indication of whether or not the kids are okay?
She told me that the children were fine, the adults with her, that the parents were fine, but of course they were all very excited and confused and upset.
And can you tell us, how old are these children?
5 years old.
So these are, you're talking about, kindergartners, first graders?
Kindergarten children. Yes, and of course our concern is for the other class that is apparently on an elevator.
Okay, so you want to, if any parents have children at PS95 who are on this tour, you want to tell them what?
Yes, we'd like them to come to our school. Don't worry.
We want to underline, the Port Authority has been saying, please, if you are inside the World Trade Center towers, do not break windows. It's bad for you because it will cause the smoke to chimney through the room in which you find yourself. Also, it's bad for those down below who may be hit by falling glass or a chair, whatever you throw through the window. So they're asking us to ask you, if you're in there, to remain as calm as possible and not to take any precipitous action which may cause injury.
And you can just imagine somebody choked with anxieties up there on that rooftop to see that helicopter come and land and whisk them off to safety. I mean, it's a miracle. It's a dream come true, and that is still happening. To look back at the scene right now, it's just remarkable. Looks like a picture postcard. The sun is shining down on the World Trade Center. Lovely clouds in the background. Who would think that such a disaster has occurred?
The word is that it was a bomb. The question for a stunned New York City is, who did it? Why? And is anyone safe?
And we stayed with the story long after the drama of day one.
When is the World Trade Center going to reopen? Well, quite simply, we don't know. But you can get a pretty good idea reading between the lines of what officials are saying at the press conference. They're saying, for one thing, that they will allow owners of businesses to go in there and retrieve whatever crucial documents or crucial computer files.
Within days of the explosion, the FBI made arrests the new focus in the World Trade Center bombing. New York Region FBI Director James Fox was one of the many law enforcement people we talked with.
How much science, how much skill, and how much just luck?
Well, science is great, and skill and experience and good equipment is great. I'll take luck anytime, and I think any cop will tell you that. And we had luck here in this respect. We found the vehicle identification number in an area where we didn't necessarily think it would be, on the perimeter of the crater. And we were able to raise those numbers. And
now that this gang has been rounded up, or at least most of it has, are we now over-sensitive to the possibility of terrorism?
We're certainly very sensitive to the reality that terrorism has come to the American shore, and I think we should be genuinely sensitive to that threat.
More than a year after the bombing, the trials and legal hassles go on. Life at the World Trade Center is somewhat different from the way it was. Security is tighter, the parking garage and hotel remain closed, and almost everyone we talk to these days remembers and harbors just a little more fear about how safe we really are. At News Radio 88, our reporters, our satellite trucks and mobile units, and our coverage has moved on to other emergencies, disasters, tragedies, and the everyday business of chronicling our daily lives. But we here in the newsroom still glance back at one of the stories of the decade, a story that is still being written.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.